Hey, Gems. As you all know, I wrapped season two up on the last episode. I did a finale and I said that I needed some time so that we can come back with season three. But I also put in there a little disclaimer and I said I may throw a bonus episode in there. It just depends on pretty much how the spirit led me. And I feel like the spirit will woke me up to deliver a message in such a time as this. I'm not going to say that I'm bothered by some things. I will say that we need to address quite a few things. And I'm not addressing them all in this episode, but we got a problem. Almost like a cold red situation. And if you know anything about cold red, that means that it's serious. Okay? So hear me in this episode and hear me good. This is like a public service announcement. I'm just going to give this disclaimer. I'm coming to you raw. In this episode, I'm coming to you bold. In this episode, I'm just saying what needs to be said. So take that upon light ears, brace yourself for however you need to brace yourself to receive this message. Because it may not be what you want to hear, but when you're ready to receive it, it may be something you need to hear. So you may have to save this episode and come back to it when you can receive it. You know, first of all, I will say I'm in the process right now. I'm building my brand and the background and, you know, and every day as I work on it and I work on myself, I'm seeing more of a need for what I'm creating and what I'm doing. Hence, this is why I'm doing this episode, this bonus episode right now, because I'm like, I can't hold back on this message. Because if I do, we're going to self-destruct. It's no secret, one, that we are losing people left to right. Especially in the last 2 years. I want to start off by saying my condolences to anyone who has lost a friend, a family member, or anyone close to them within this last 2 week frame. Because yes, we got hit pretty hard. I know with the news of Michael Williams passing, that has really shunned and shocked the world. His castmates, industry mates, his viewing audience, his friends, and most importantly, his family. I think we also lost Sam Salter in the music world. He was an R&B artist as well as a producer and wrote music. Very talented young man from the early 90s. We've also lost Greg Leakes, Nene's husband. So definitely hugs to her and her sons and her family and his children and everybody who loves him. I want to start off by saying everybody handles grief differently. Now, you have to understand, grief doesn't have to mean losing someone, a person, an individual. You can lose things. You can lose yourself. You can have a financial loss. You can have a career loss. You can lose a relationship. And yes, you can lose someone. And I don't think people really realize is that anything that you lose, whether it's the tangible or the intangible, it has to go through a grieving process. And everybody grieves differently. Everybody's different. There's this thing in this world we're missing. It's called, well, it's a couple of things, but they all fall underneath the same family. It's called compassion, empathy, sensitivity. Some people weren't born or brought up in environments where compassion, empathy, and being sensitive were shown to them. So they don't know what it looks like, and so they don't know how to execute it and deliver that to someone else. I understand that. And my heart goes out to you, because you need a big hug. A big hug. But start with self-love and hug you. Give yourself that love you didn't deserve. Give yourself that compassion. Give yourself that grace. Give yourself that empathy. Be a little sensitive to yourself first. That's where it starts. If you don't know how to do it to someone else, start with self. If you haven't learned anything about this whole pandemic, it's about self-love. Everything starts with self. My brand is teaching you how to conquer adversities with style, but it's also teaching you how to become the best version of yourself. Everything starts with self. You are the vessel. You are the portal. Everything extends from you. How you show up on social media, how you show up in this world, how you show up for yourself, it all starts from you. Now, there are some things that have been done in the past that haven't been right. That's within our lives, within our families, within the world, within the work environment, within so many different things. And that's why we're in the middle of a reset. Because the past is the past, and the past is no longer working for us. We have to set some new ground rules. And yes, elders, we need you. The kids can't be running the show. That's a whole nother episode. Because it goes far left. We need grounding. We have so much chaos in the world right now. We need structure. Now, we are losing people every day. And I know people, the first reaction when you hear someone pass is your shock. The news is shocking. Instant shock, no matter where you are, who you are. If you ever heard someone pass, your initial reaction is shock. That's one of the stages of grief. And I know it can be pressure, let's say. I won't say intimidating, but let's say pressure. Because around you, you see everybody sending condolences. You see everybody, this person put up a post, and then that person put up a post, and then all of a sudden your timeline is bombarded with post of everybody giving their condolences. And so you feel like, I gotta jump in and I gotta say my two cents, right? But there's always a time and a place for everything. You don't always have to be the first. It ain't about speed. It's about process. Some of you haven't even processed it before you're putting out words. I'm not talking to everybody, but I think majority can understand where I'm going with this. I'm talking to those ones who put out the insensitivity posts. And this is not calling one person out, because yes, there's one person flowing around there. They're speaking up, but I've seen others as well. because it keeps happening, and we can't sweep this underneath the rug. I'm sorry, you just can't, okay? Because people lead by example and people follow other people's examples, and so we got to get this right, okay? I heard the news yesterday too. I don't know him personally. I know his body of work. He was an extraordinary actor. And I love a lot of the things that he did. And yes, I saw him do the tribute to DMX. But as I saw my timeline overflow yesterday, I'm seeing how many people actually knew this person and how many lives he impacted and he affected. So even myself, I have to be sensitive to those people, because those people watch me. Although you might not see my following as high, you don't. This is a thing too. And this is a disclaimer for people. You don't know who people know. You don't know what's really going on. Don't let your eyes deceive you. Because people know people. That's a message for someone. But I will say, there are people that I know personally that know this individual. There are people that I'm learning that have known this person, had an encounter with this person, and each of them are impacted differently from this loss. So I did an episode on the grieving process in season one when I was going through my loss. I think it's a good time for us to revisit that. And I'm going to be talking more about that. Because we need some etiquette. We need some structure. You don't have to jump on the bandwagon because everybody is sending their condolences right now. Stop. Process. If you, first of all, have not read a news article, if you are getting the news and the information secondhand, stop. Go check out some sources. Make sure you got your facts together before you start with the fingers, and I like to call them trigger fingers, and start writing. And just want to be in the flux of what's going on. Okay? Some people deal with grief in a joking manner. Some people, because they don't know compassion and empathy, some people use humor, I shall say, to lighten the mood. And sometimes you got to be careful with that, because that can come across very disrespectful in the nature of how someone else is maybe grieving the loss of that person, because they may be closer to that person than you are. And you're just trying to come from it from an angle of lightheartedness, when it's like, yo, that's my bruh, that's my sister, like, that's my mans. That's, don't do that. You know how we always say, read the room? This is why it's important to understand and know people. So yes, I had to read a room too. So I'm teaching you how to do that. I read my timeline. And if you sit and you read, you will see how this man impacted different people differently. Sometimes you don't have to leave a paragraph. You can leave praying hands. You can leave a heart emoji. You can simply just write the words, I stand with you during this time. Or sending prayers of comfort and peace your way. These are all examples of how to show compassion and empathy to someone when they're going through a loss, not just the loss of a person, but just whatever it is that they may be experiencing. it's not always a good time to put in the little extras. Now, I might as well say it. Yes, 50 cents. That wasn't a move. It really wasn't. Because, like I said, you have his family, you got his fans, you got his, you know, people who work with him. It was insensitive to post that. You probably didn't mean that. Your intentions were probably something totally different. But I'm telling you, brother, it's not read that way. And not only with this, you tend to do that a lot. Now, we know certain things about your life, but we don't know everything about your life. But what I can see is you are a person who don't have compassion and empathy for people. And if you do, you have a strange way of showing it. And that could be because of how you were brought up. Maybe it was never shown to you. Not saying it make you a bad person. I'm just saying you might want to fall back on certain things and not... If you know you don't have that in you, or that's not you, certain things just don't comment on. Or just wait. Read the room a little bit. You know? I mean, I don't think the man's news was out even a full hour before that post was posted. And there's no reason why you should have to retract anything if it was done properly the first time. Emphasis on PR. This is why PR is important. Trying to be your own publicist, and I'm not saying he was, but this is the part of PR. Trying to be your own PR person can go wrong. Because you're going to need a publicist sometimes to structure your wording and what you need to say before you need to say it. That's what we do. We help you with that. A lot of people want to be influencers and, you know, like, I got a following. You know, I'm a public figure. I'm a celebrity. I'm all of these things on social media. And, you know, like, my viewing audience wants to know my opinion on the situation. I get it. Trust and believe. But before we put your opinion out there, we got to read some things. We got to read the room. We got to see. We got to do our checks and balances. And then we structure accordingly to our audience and to that person's audience. PR is very important. I go back to compassion and empathy because this was the ground basis for why I came on and even did this bonus episode, because you guys are missing the mark with it. Everybody is different. Okay. There are kids in this world who were born with parents who only taught them how to survive and not from a place of love. So they get in relationships with other people and they don't know how to love people because they were only taught survival. Your spouse, whoever they are, they need compassion. They need a little bit of sensitivity. They need empathy. You got to help your spouse over hard times and vice versa. A lot of you, your mouth. Your mouth is getting you in so much trouble because you have not exercised that muscle of compassion or empathy. Everybody don't need something spit to them hard. Everybody don't need people being pushy. Have you ever, and this is another thing, Well, let's just drop it. Communication 101. People do not know how to effectively communicate. It's not even all about articulation, okay? We can't even get there. We got so much work to do when it comes to communicating. Because if you can't effectively communicate to another human being what it is you truly want to say, truly express, truly are feeling from your mouth to their ears, Houston, we got a problem. It's too much of this going on where people have to pass on a message to someone else through the mouth, through the fingers of someone else. It can be a recipe for disaster. Okay? Especially if you got a pushy individual. If you got a pushy individual trying to convey a message to you, like a message from someone else to someone else, and they don't know that individual, I can only speak for myself. First of all, if I don't know you, never spoke to you a day in my life, you think you know me because of what you see or what somebody done said, and they don't tell some probably don't even know. And they done told you to get a message to me, and you coming off me in a pushy demeanor, trying to get this message, like, well, I'ma show, I'ma get this, I'ma get it done. You done effed up already. Real talk. And I'm just coming to you raw with it. You done effed all the way up. We can't get nowhere. We can't build a bridge. We can't. Nah. It's done. Because you better come at me like you don't know me. And have you ever seen some people try to structure stuff to make it like, it's manipulation. I mean, for what it is. I have a sixth sense to manipulation. And I see it not only happens to me, I see it happens to people all the time. Like, you have to meet people where they are, people. I can't stress that enough. I'm really trying to be nice with this message. But there's some areas of this message I cannot be. It's like, I have to give it to you raw. So again, like I said, you might not be able to receive this message, but this is to the world right now. This ain't to no one specifically. This is just stuff I've seen go on, and it's happened to me, and we got to talk about it. You have to meet people where they are, and you have to be careful. When people are going through sensitive matters, certain topics are sensitive to people. People are dealing with loss on different levels of different things that they've gone through. You can't send your spokesperson to speak to someone for you. That message is not going to be received the way you intended. I promise you. I promise you it's not. It's going to make a person feel attacked. It's going to make a person feel like they can't trust. Their trust is being impacted. It's going to make a person feel like they're being talked about behind their back. It's just going to send all the wrong, it's just going to send the wrong undertone. These are negative connotations that's going to come with it. It just is. You're going to think it's coming from a positive place and you intended for it to be positive, but I promise you it's going to be received negatively because the approach was wrong. Hear me good. If I'm dealing with something personally, I don't want to hear from a stranger on telling me how the hell I'm supposed to deal with my stuff. And especially when they don't know me like that. And now I got to take time out and sit here and check this person and be like, bruh, sis, you don't know me like that. You getting stuff secondhand, and somebody that came and tried to bring you in the fold to try to help me with something. They don't even know. They don't even have all the information themselves. Stop going through the back door, y'all. Stop doing that to people. In these times, in this day, especially in like a pandemic and what we're dealing with now with all these sensitive issues on the floor, it's not the move. Hear me. You will F up relationships, connections. You got to be sensitive to people. You got to come in. You got to be delicate. And a lot of y'all don't have that bone in you. And that's why I'm trying to say, honey, you get to put that ego to the side. And you better learn some goddamn compassion or empathy or something. Be sensitive to people. Start learning it for yourself. Well, where I'm from, we don't do that. We hardening it. That's cool where you from. But there's a whole world out here. And if you only roll off of where you from, you ain't going to go too far. Or reality going to hit you in the face. Because there's a whole world out here. West Coast don't do it like East Coast. East Coast don't do it like the West Coast. North don't do it like the South. And the South don't do it like the North. And this hemisphere don't do it like that one. And this continent don't do it like that one. Bruh, you better get it together. Because if you're trying to go far in life outside of where you from, you better learn something different. We didn't talk about travel on one episode. Everybody want to travel. You better learn the rules where you going. Ain't nothing wrong with traveling. Get out and enjoy your life. But start doing your own research. How can we work together as a team and a group when we don't know how to communicate with someone? Somebody can't always be your spokesperson. Even as a PR agent, I can't be the spokesperson for my people all the time. But it is my job to teach them how to do things for themselves. Yes, there will be times where I have to speak on their behalf. But I can only do that by having a certain relationship with them. Understanding them. So I know them, the ins and outs. So I know how to word it. My job is to help protect the brand. Help the brand. Some of y'all want to be big bosses and everybody want to quickly take on that title of public figure. And you effing up. I'm just being real. You want to be your manager. You want to be your PR person. You want to do this. You want to do that. You're trying to fill all these roles. You ain't know nothing about what it takes about PR. You scratch the surface. Your mouth is getting you in trouble. Your trigger fingers are getting you in trouble. And I have to say this. Because no matter who you are, no matter how many differences we have amongst each other, there's one common denominator that we all have in this world, and that is called loss. Each of us is going to experience loss. I said it before with Shikari. I don't know her. But I do know what it means and feels like to experience the loss of someone close to you. And if you don't know what that feels like, and if you have not walked in that shoes of that person yet, or anybody, or those shoes, oh, it will happen. It's not a, it won't, or if it will, it will happen. So you better start practicing empathy and compassion right now. Because your day will come where you will have to walk in those same shoes. Whether it be the loss of a person, the loss of your job, financial, whatever you're dealing with. You will experience it. And you're going to want that same grace extended to you. And if you know you got one of them mouths, with all this loss going on in the world and this sensitive issues right now and stuff can pop off left to right. I suggest you just put some praying hands, a dove, a heart, or just type, I am standing with you. Or I send you prayers of peace and comfort. Because some of you I've seen where we're supposed to be a light, right? Some of you are bringing darkness to the situation. You'll be surprised by how subtle little words, just certain words, can shift the whole conversation. Could just shift. You know, you see it every day. You go on somebody's news, underneath their post, positive, 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 positive. Then you get to this one that just, they just had to do that. They just had to go there. You did not have to write that. Although you might be feeling that. This is not the time or the place to put that. Be a little sensitive to what people are dealing with. The other thing I want to talk about is judging. Going back to what I said prior and piggybacking off of, you got to be careful when you sending other people to send messages for you, because that can come off as judgment too. It's because if you are not having, it's if you know, if you think you know something about somebody, you should be having a sit down conversation with that person, not sending somebody else in to get information for you or to speak on your behalf. It comes, you can really make a person feel judged. There are things that have happened beyond sometimes people control. Have you ever had, let's just be honest, have you ever had something happen to you that wasn't your fault, but your name might be attached to the situation? I have. You know, there's a lot of things in this world that people do. Vindictive shit. Yeah, I said it. There's a lot of things people do carelessly too. Somebody else's mistake can give somebody else a stigma that ain't got nothing to do with them. And so all people see is the mistake floating out there in the air. And you can go and Google and, oh, I see, oh, that person did. First is, is that person? It wasn't even them. So now you just passed judgment and you didn't find out facts, because you think because it's out there that that's the facts. It's out here. It's in black and white. That don't mean it's true. Okay, since we're talking about entertainment, let me give an example. My girl Toni Braxton. Love the Toni Braxton movie. It took years for her to get her story out there in her eyes, you know, told from her mouth. People saw Toni had financial issues, that she had to file for bankruptcy, you know, not getting in her business. That's her business. But that's all people saw. But people didn't see the story behind it. Was it wasn't her. It wasn't that she mismanaged her money. It wasn't that she didn't know things. There were other things behind the scene, politics wise, in the music industry that had went down that she couldn't even speak on. She had a gag order. She had to take settlements and all kinds of things just to sustain her life. and couldn't even tell her story. But it had a stigma on her, like she the one who did this. And I'm bringing it up not to throw, not to shine a light on Tony or anything like that. I think Tony is a trooper. Tony has been through so much. Lupus survivor, 50, killing it, beautiful. Lord, you see her, like, carries herself with so much grace and dignity and has been through a lot. She wasn't dealt some of the best cards in life. She's a superstar. She's a legend. But life has thrown her some hard cards. And not only that, she has been gracious to people around her. She has helped her family. She has helped her sister. And she has carried the burden of a lot. There are so many other women and men like Tony in this world. And I'm using it as an example because we all know who Tony Braxton is. So that's why I'm using this as an example. It took a movie and years for the gag order to be removed so she can finally tell her story. For you guys to understand the truth in it. Not what you think. We pass judgment on people every single day. And you don't know what a person is going through. Just like Michael, who just passed. We don't know what he was going through. The people who know. But you never know. There's some people who say, I just saw him. I just shook hands. He just gave me a hug. I literally just saw him. Yes, you did. And you didn't know what he was going through. And that's not an attack or a point on anybody. I'm just saying we encounter people every single day. And we don't know what they are facing and dealing with. Some people are longing for compassion. Some people are longing for the empathy. Some people are longing for some sensitivity. Some people feel like they can't even show up as themselves because in such a motherfucking cruel world. And yes, I said it. Look at what's going on around us. Be careful in how you deal with people. Some of you mean well, and I'm going to put it in. I know when you send someone and be like, okay, go talk to this. You mean well, but the setup and the approach is not good. You want to be careful with that because I know me. I'm a private person. I'm not telling everybody my shit. Even though I talk a lot, I tell you about the things that I've overcome. And there's some things that I've gone through that I've walked through with you guys as on the podcast. And I think God set that up for that. For me to go through the grieving process out loud, it needed to be done. It has never been done. And God needed y'all to see it probably. That the shit ain't easy. It's nothing you get over overnight. You're going to get shocked. You're going to be the now. You're going to wish. You're going to bargain. You're going to go through all of those different phases. But yes, you can come back. And you can heal completely from it. But it's not overnight. It does take time. I think we don't understand the process. Not just in grieving, but in anything in life. Things are processed. We've shown this person did this yesterday and then whoop. They're a superstar today. We see microwave successes and you're not getting processes. It takes time. It takes time to find out who you're supposed to be. Who you're becoming. Who are you the person? It takes time to sit with yourself. It takes time to understand your mate. You know, Betty White had a song, what? I was learning my man while I was earning my man. You know, like, hello. Some of you are too focused on the ring. You don't try to understand the person you're with. Some of you have been with people for years and you still don't know them. They don't know you. Do you know you? If you don't know you, how can you tell somebody else? A lot of you guys are messing up your relationships because you're involving too many people. I like relationships of privacy. That's for me. A lot of people are like, oh, I didn't know Michael. You damn right. It was private. But I ain't had to worry about what this person had to say about it and that person had to say about it and this person's opinion and that person's opinion. Only until I chose to put it out there. And it worked for me. Some of y'all want to show off so bad. Look, me and we went to the movies. Look, we did this and we did this and we did this and all these things that couples do. In the most crucial time frame of getting to know someone, especially if you're getting married, you don't never bring people into the first year of your marriage. That's the most crucial part. That's the most crucial time. Can't tell you what to do. But I'm just saying, take some of this stuff into consideration. Now, going back to dealing with people, be careful with that, yo. Don't give people one answer when you know you meant something else. Mean what you say and do what you mean. We say action should match words. Make it happen. Stop judging people by what you think you know. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to put it out here with one thing. Because somebody probably can relate and somebody has probably been through it. Okay. Grieving has been hard. Was hard for me when I lost a person. There was one time when I felt like I was just tired. I was tired of everything. I had to literally rethink everything that I had gone through in the last 7 years of just life itself. And I kind of got to a point where I was like, I just want everything to start over. Like, when you lose someone that's close to you, certain stuff just don't mean the same no more. You know, I was just like, don't mean nothing. It just don't mean the same. I wanted to start over. So much so, when it came to I'll say I had a bill that I had the money to pay it. I decided I wasn't going to pay it on purpose because I just rather the thing just go away. I rather them come and get it. And I just wanted to feel like a burden was off of me. And it really wasn't a burden, but I just felt like I just wanted to be free. So I didn't pay it. So, you know, when you don't pay stuff, they come and get stuff. And I'm talking about my car. Real talk. And so when they came and got it, literally within hours, I'm telling you, they might have came and got it at like 4 a.m. I had my vehicle at 11 a.m. It took my family to say, we're not going to let you go out like that. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know, I had to snap myself back into reality. Get up, get yourself together, and do what you got to do. So I got up, had to make calls, find out where it was, one, and had a friend take me to go get it. And I paid for it in cash. I had the money. But And I had my car back. But it took hitting that rock bottom for me to shake myself out of the grief a little bit. Now, mind you, it might have impacted. It did put a dent in my credit for, you know, because of my decision to do that. But that's something I can fix. And it is being fixed. But on the flip side of it, it woke me up in another way. Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom to get back up, if you know what I'm saying. I was so used to always doing things right all the time. I felt like doing the right thing wasn't getting me anywhere. And I felt like when I lost my friend, I felt like, what was the hell all this for, you know? And it hurt. So I did it purposely. Some may see it and see it like, well, she don't know how to this and this. No, baby. I did it on purpose. Because that's just where I was in my grieving stage. But it was also a wake-up call that I needed to push myself forward, to jumpstart and start doing. And never get tired of doing the right thing. Even when it doesn't feel like it's in your favor. And I'm using that personal story because we judge people. Sometimes you'll see a person and you don't, have you ever seen a person? They may not be dressed to the nines and you'll judge them, and that person could be the smartest person in the room. Hello, y'all need to watch the movie Stock Options. I mean, things happen to good people. You never know what happens. And we judging people, or we see something, you know, in this, oh, let me go and run and do this on a person. Oh, let me run and go and find this out. And you find out something and you didn't twist the story behind something that you really don't even know. If you haven't learned anything from the passing of these people who have passed in the last couple of days, check on someone. Because you never know what someone is going through. You don't have to have all the answers, but check on them. Not just how you doing. Some people don't get a hello. Some people need compassion. Some people need empathy. Check on people. Whether they doing good or bad, check on people. And I'm going to close it with this. I just recently lost someone, a guy named Todd. He's an older gentleman who was very, very helpful to me and my family. And I had so many conversations with Todd in 2020. It's so crazy how God would allow me to have these conversations with him. He's been in our family like for years, and a friend of the family. And he had a job where he had to go to people's houses, like especially like elderly houses, all the time. And sometimes he would be the only face these individuals would see for like a long length of time. Or each month when he came around for his monthly visit to them, that would probably be the only visit that they get. There are some people in this world like that. They don't get visits from people. They don't get phone calls from people. They don't get interactions from people. So the special people that come around, that's the only interaction they get, or human interaction they get with people. And Todd was one of these people. He looked out for their well-being. Made sure they had what they needed. He always wanted the best for people. And he was showing me all this stuff and teaching me all this stuff. And he recently passed from cancer. And the most heartbreaking part of him passing is not just losing such a great individual, but it was someone, one of his clients said to me, well, we got the memo that he passed away, but we don't have nobody to replace him yet. They haven't replaced him. And it was so heartbreaking to hear that because they miss him. They miss those visits from him. They miss what he provided them. And I'm thinking, damn. So when they do get his replacement, is that person going to be on the same level as Todd was? Can that is the person going to enhance these people's lives the way he was? I hope they get someone just like him. And knowing who he was and knowing who he was to these people, I had to put my hand in it and reach out to his people that he worked under to let him know what he was to these people and what these people need in their lives. Because yes, we can easily, you know, jobs replace people, but you know, when people come in, they be dealing with stuff. Some people not in the, you know, some people are not empathetic. Some people don't have compassion. Some people don't have that. Some people come in with other agendas, let's say. And these people don't need it. I knew who Todd was and what they needed and what Todd would want. And these people love him and they don't want nothing. If it ain't him, they don't want it. It was the experience that Todd gave them. So much so, one of his clients trusted me to do something to help her, and I've been helping her. And because she's like, I know Todd trusts you, so I know you get it done. And I've been doing that. I'm just going to leave that there. So no matter how you think about it, compassion, empathy, being a little sensitive, it goes a long way. It can change or break a situation. And if you didn't have it growing up, I pray for you. I send hugs to you. No, it wasn't fair. Life isn't fair. But now that you are aware that that was missing and it's something that you need, now it's up to you, the ball's in your court, to figure out how do I change that trajectory in my life? How do I start with self and give myself what it was I wasn't given? So I can start showing up from a place of love. And be a light in this world. And I'm gonna end it there. So that's my message. It got a little personal in the end, but I mean, that's my truth. I mean, that truth might stand, that might help somebody else. Yes, it did get to that point. And you just never know. In a journey of grief, you just never know. You just never know. Am I ashamed of it? No, because it was what I needed to push myself forward. But I'm grateful that my family's like, oh, hell, you're not, what did you, you know? But that's just how I felt at one point. So you can say what you want to about me, but you don't know the truth about me. And there's a lot of people, you say things about people and you really don't know their story. And you really don't know. You really, really don't know. That's why I don't do stigmas, because that says one thing, but that don't say the story. That don't even say that. Sometimes a mark don't even tell it all. So God bless.